This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
An Israeli airstrike on Gaza kills 20 people, including 9 kids, according to the Palestinians. Meanwhile, the FDA authorizes the Pfizer vax for adolescents 12 to 15 years old. Will you get yours vaccinated or not? And then the big story about the pipeline, the FBI confirming that DarkSide, a ransomware group, was behind the hack of a major pipeline in the East Coast. Hey, hey, everybody. What's shaking in your neck of the woods? Kate Delaney, never a dull moment, eh? How about this one? This was very big, and we know it because we look to our petrol, right? And when you pull up, it's all about the price, baby. Colonial Pipeline, the operator of the system, issued a statement saying that restoring service takes time, saying that the situation was, fluid and continues to evolve. And the goal is to substantially resume service by the end of the week. What happened is that it was confirmed that DarkSide was responsible for this ransomware attack that closed the pipeline that provides the East Coast with nearly half of its gas and jet fuel. So especially the jet fuel part is pretty sticky when you got airports like Atlanta, all the New York airports that are part of this distribution chain. So now there's going to be an executive order coming to strengthen our cyber defense infrastructure as a result of this huge, huge hack that could have had an even bigger effect on the U.S. fuel pipe supply, on the U.S. fuel supply, rather, and the pipeline, because this is a 5,500-mile pipeline that carries 45% of the East Coast fuel supplies. And this was breached, and they had to shut it down. Late Friday, they said they had to shut down that much of the pipeline, and there was disruptions along the pipeline, but it wasn't clear heading into the weekend whether it was a direct result of the attack or the company moving to proactively halt it or what that's about. Now, to put this in perspective, they transport about 2.5 million barrels every day, taking refined gasoline, diesel fuel, and jet fuel from the Gulf Coast up to New York Harbor and New York's major airports. Most of that then gets dumped into large storage tanks, and with energy use kind of a little bit depressed because of the pandemic, the attack didn't cause the kind of disruptions it could have caused immediately, but the longer this goes on, the more potential for that. And if there is a prolonged suspension of the pipeline, it could raise prices at the pump, particularly in the East Coast, but in other areas. And then smaller airports will be absolutely scrambling for jet fuel because they're the ones that aren't going to get it. You got to go by the greatest need first. So this was pretty serious and pretty scary when you think about it. What do we know about this group that they're connected to Russia? It's not necessarily Russia, because the FBI said that, but this group operating out of Russia and then saying Russia has a responsibility. And my question is, do you think they're rushing to try to help us there? I don't think so. I have a feeling that's not really high on the list of Vladimir Putin, particularly with his relationship with the U.S. now. More than ever. All right, the vaccine. Lots of people have gotten the vaccine. Others decided to sit it out. But now there's more availability, and certainly availability for younger people. So Pfizer, they did the test. They did the clinical trials. And Pfizer had the big announcement that it'll roll with that FDA approval for 12 to 15-year-olds. They'll be able to get it, extending that availability to those teenagers, and that is key, according to health officials, in achieving herd immunity But, of course, that sets off lots of debates about vaccine mandates in schools, and will there be vaccine mandates saying that you can't go back to school if you're not vaccinated? There are already some colleges that have done that, like Rutgers University, saying you can be online, but if you're not vaccinated, we have other things we want to roll out on the campus, and we can't do that if you are not vaccinated. We know there's incentive programs that are being offered. We're in a very murky territory of vaccinated, not vaccinated. What does that mean for sometimes venues and some other things that are happening in our lives as to whether or not you're eligible to participate in them? 152.8 million have been vaccinated with at least one dose, and that's 57.2% of the eligible population. These numbers are from Johns Hopkins University, 16 and older, 46% of the total population, if you're looking for that number. You know, that ticker keeps changing. So I think the thought with the whole Pfizer thing is that there would be more people getting it, more kids getting it, that would raise that number substantially and then get closer to that whole herd immunity thing. But schools can function at low risk with prevention measures, some of them are saying, like masks and social distancing. But would vaccines increase confidence in resuming in-person activities? You know, would that happen? And this is up to parents and the teenagers in the schools, and what are the schools going to do? And, you know, with the colleges, a little bit different than when you're talking about a middle school, or you're talking about a high school, and what they decide is whatever their mandate is going to be, and what a school district decides they're going to do. And we've seen that some children are less efficient at spreading the virus, but the role of transmission with kids is not really fully understood. And that's why they say there is a reason for the pediatric vaccinations. But then clinicians worry that with the new virus, with the unknowns, the possibility exists for long-term impacts of infection, even from the mild or asymptomatic courses of illness common to children. So these tests went through. The FDA's decision will provide a potential path for other vaccine makers possibly to follow, most of which have now decided they're going to initiate trials of their vaccines in teens and younger kids. So the trials went very, very well. We'll see how many jump on this vaccination and how many don't, and then what these school districts have to wrestle with, because the ball will be in their court. There is no right now mandate of any of this nationally, so it's going to be up to those districts. And can you just imagine what those school board meetings would be like? I'd say pretty interesting. I guarantee there's lots of voices and lots of opinions all the way around on this thing as to whether or not it's right to do that. All right, coming up, the Israeli airstrike, what happened, a couple of details on that, and then we've got a mic drop as well.
Brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $50 on our popular 4-week emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $50 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
DrinkSuperTea.com. Powdy Arco Tea builds red corpuscles in our blood, which carries oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate. Our immune system needs oxygen to develop. And cancer dies in oxygen. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's 818-965-9113.
As the coronavirus crisis continues, I've said it before, I'll say it again. Now's not the time to retreat, panic, or stress out. Instead, refocus, reimagine, and reinvent. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary, the whole focus is on overcoming adversity. I share the secrets of some of the most accomplished people on the planet and how it applies to you. I agree with George Eliot, who famously said, "It's never too late to be who you might have been." Pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, on Amazon.com.
They say I'm crazy, got no sense, but I don't care. They may or may not mean offense, but I don't care. You see, I'm sort of independent. I am my own superintendent, and my star is on the ascendant. That's why I don't care, I don't care, I don't care what they may think of me. I'm happy-go-lucky, they say that I'm plucky, contented and carefree. I don't care, I don't care if I do get a mean and stony stare. If I'm not successful, it won't be distressful, 'cause I don't care. A girl should know her etiquette. Alas, alack. Propriety demands we walk a narrow track. When fellas used to blink at me, I'd freeze them and they'd shrink at me. But now when fellas wink at me, I wink at them right back. I don't care, I don't care.
Yeah, this should be the theme song for more people. Don't worry about what people think. You'll get a lot further faster if you adopt that that mantra. And you don't have to be a woman to believe that. You can be a guy and think the same thing. But I think a lot of guys already think that. All right, I know this guy thinks that. Okay, so here's what the deal is. Imagine you're in line behind Edward. Who is Edward? Edward is the guy who invented the venti caramel crunch frappe. It has 5 bananas, 7 pumps of caramel syrup, extra whipped cream, and a few other things stuck in the middle of this as well. So a super, super specific specialty drink. And the barista who made that drink for him posted the order online as a joke. It cost $14. It went viral. Lots of people were sharing it all over the place. Sadly, the barista was fired for posting that a specialty drink, and perhaps he got into hot water, Jose Morales, the 22-year-old who did that, because now people are walking into Starbucks with insane orders, backing up lines. They want special frappuccinos and things that they're making up. They want the secret menu. So Starbucks defended their customers' rights to request these labor-intensive libations. But wink, wink, they obviously can't like it because they're customizing beverages and backing up lines, like I said. And why would they fire 22-year-old Morales, who was terminated from a two-year job as a Starbucks barista in L.A. after his picture of Edwards' order went viral? The interesting thing is the two guys have become friends, and Edward, who had the specialty drink, is trying to help Morales get another job. But in the meantime, if you walk into a Starbucks and you have a crazy order that you want to dream up, feel free, because they're ready, willing, and able to specialize. So I say, let the avalanche begin. See if you can top what Edward did with his fancy drink. I guess there was a customer who ordered 26 drinks at once. That would be pretty wild to have to do all of those, but I think it was pretty straightforward. But specialize, and customize all you want, because the company says it's fine to order specialty drinks. I don't want your stinking coffee. I want a specialty drink. In fact, I'm going in tomorrow, and I have a long laundry list. What do they possibly have that I would like that I could put into my own special frappuccino? I'm going to call it the Midnight Special. I want the Midnight Special. And then I can freeze it, and then I can taste it on the air and tell you what all the ingredients are that I'm going to ask my special barista to put into my drink. But how about that? $14 for that thing. There's no liquor in it, by the way. This is Starbucks, so $14 for that kind of a drink. People don't care about, it's so weird, people don't care about Starbucks coffee. Like, in other words, they go into Starbucks and that's it. It's crazy. It's such a cult. It is like a cult following. Meaning that you just see Starbucks everywhere. They're across from each other. There's one on one corner, one on the other corner. And even during the pandemic, you had people that were, you could go into the Starbucks still and get your drinks. So people were masking up, but they were getting their Starbucks. I don't know that Starbucks stores, they might have been a little down because they didn't have people in there all day long with their camped out with their laptop. But there is just something about the whole culture of Starbucks that just doesn't quit, and they just keep figuring out other ways. They're like the Howard Schultz is like the Jeff Bezos of the coffee world. You know how Jeff Bezos was with books and then exploded it into other things, and it just keeps on getting bigger and bigger. And it's just like Starbucks to me. It just keeps getting bigger and bigger, and they weather whatever controversy or whatever else comes their way. Somehow they just seem to weather it. Yeah. All right, sad story on the other side of this. The Israeli airstrikes killed 9 kids and 11 others in Gaza. Anytime you hear about these kids, that's awful. So some of the worst clashes in Jerusalem in recent years, it's really escalated. Lots of rockets and bombs between Hamas and the Israeli military. And this, of course, comes after Hamas fired 7 rockets at Jerusalem for the first time. The city has been targeted since 2014, and dozens more at southern Israel. So lots of violent clashes are back up and going on again. And Hamas, of course, controls the Gaza Strip, and they warned that they're prepared to escalate further by targeting Tel Aviv in addition to Jerusalem. Ooh, that was thought to be are we going to go that far again? And by the end of the night, they fired about 150 rockets into Israel. Good news on that side. No fatalities reported. And an Israeli in the southern city was lightly injured after his car was hit by a Hamas anti-tank missile. But this is the shroud they live under for forever and a day. And then when it bubbles up, this is bad. The Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu warned that the terrorist organizations in Gaza crossed a red line and attacked us with missiles at the entrances to Jerusalem, and Israel is going to respond with force. And the tensions have been getting worse and worse and worse over a couple of different things that have started to happen. And we always respond to this. So a State Department spokesperson said the United States condemns the rocket attacks on Israel from Gaza in the strongest possible terms. And while we urge de-escalation on all sides, we also recognize Israel's legitimate right to defend itself and to defend its people and its territory. And you think about the most of the recent violence has occurred at and around the holy site known as the Temple Mount by Jewish people, and the Noble Sanctuary by Muslims. So, you know, thousands of Palestinians have tried to pray there during Ramadan, the holy fasting month that ends this week, and they're arguing and saying the Israelis don't want us to pray. So I don't think this is dying down. I think this is getting sadly worse, and because there are people that just want to go to these incredible sites, and for religious reasons, I mean, forget about it. It's too dangerous as to what is possibly going to happen there next. You have no idea. And that's, again, that's what they live under, that it's catch as catch can, and we're just not quite sure, you know, what each day will bring. And it makes you think how sad that is. That's the way of life again and again, one decade into a next decade, into a next decade, and into a next decade, over and over and over and over and over. And people who want to travel, forget about it. You can't travel there, obviously, now. And, of course, with the pandemic, some of that lifting, there are questions about travel and where you can go and what's safe. And we'll be talking about that later in the week, because there are people who have relatives overseas and they want to see them. Can they see them? And when is it safe to go? And what's being lifted and what isn't being lifted? All right, we're headed to the man cave next to talk about a horse, of course, with a big horse race coming up that's in trouble.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Pfizer's COVID-19 vaccine has received an emergency use authorization from the Food and Drug Administration for use in teenagers 12 to 15 years old. It's the first coronavirus vaccine to receive approval for children. Data from the company shows that the shot is safe for younger recipients and is 100% effective in keeping this age range from developing COVID. The vaccine now awaits final approval from the CDC before teenagers can be administered the shot. A CDC advisory committee will meet on Wednesday to decide on a recommendation. And House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy has scheduled a vote for Wednesday to potentially remove Wyoming Representative Liz Cheney from her position as the Republican Party's conference chair. Cheney has drawn criticism for her continued condemnation of former President Donald Trump's claims of fraud during the 2020 presidential election. McCarthy and former President Trump have backed New York Congresswoman Elise Stefanik to replace Cheney. This is USA Radio News. In the wake of a disappointing April jobs report, a number of states have moved to refuse a federal supplement to unemployment benefits, citing the extra payments as a reason that people are not returning to the labor force at predicted rates. Congressman Barry Loudermilk says he will introduce legislation to stop the federal supplement to unemployment benefits nationwide. The Georgia Republican tells Fox News that businesses can't compete when the government is paying people to stay home.
I spent the last 2 weeks really integrating in the community, even working side by side with some folks in the construction industry, and they are desperate to get people not only to work for them, but to work for the suppliers. I mean, look at lumber prices, 200% higher than they were this time last year, and a lot of that is attributed just to the supply chain issue of getting products to people. And for the government to actually pay people more to stay at home than employers can afford to pay them to come to work is insanity. And how does a business compete with a big government like that? We can't.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Schools are opening. So much opportunity to share not just memories of 2020, but germs. Worrying about your child bringing a cold or flu home is a thing of the past. Today, we have to be concerned about COVID. That's why you need to be sure your kids are protected in their school with the one-of-a-kind patented Safe Air Network equipment that continuously decontaminates not only air, but all surfaces. 99.9% decontamination in 3 minutes to begin with, and then continuously, so if any of the air or surfaces get recontaminated, no worries. Safe Air Network is not only the only system that cleans air and surfaces, it's chemical free and 100% safe to use in an occupied room. The equipment is plug and purify, the easiest equipment to use as soon as it is received. Contact Safe Air Network now at safeairnetwork.com. That's safeairnetwork.com.
The man cave, everybody is talking about horse racing. What? Preakness is coming up. It's the second leg of the Triple Crown, but I think it's about Medina Spirit. And what happened there? Do you know who Medina Spirit is, right? The horse that won the Kentucky Derby, headed for Baltimore, but trainer Bob Baffert said that he's not going to attend the race to avoid being a distraction because of the scrutiny over the failed post-race drug test for that horse. Medina Spirit Derby win by half a length over the closest competitor on May 1st gave Baffert his seventh win in a premier race, of course, and that milestone win is now in jeopardy after Baffert's announcement Sunday that test results revealed the horse had the steroid betamethasone in his system. In August, a new standard actually was passed that any detectable amount of that in race testing is a violation. So there you go. And while it's legal under Kentucky racing rules, it has to be cleared 14 days before a horse races. So that wasn't the case here, according to the test. Baffert, of course, is appealing the positive test. Part of the original sample will be retested if the violation's upheld. Medina Spirit could be disqualified and the runner-up would be elevated to winner. But if you already had your ticket cashed, don't worry, because that's where it would stand. What a crazy nightmare this is. And this is part of the problem of the sport of horse racing. And this is what Bob Baffert would say. And he's arguing that he did nothing wrong. But he is dealing with the fallout from his fifth horse to have failed a drug test in over a year. So there are a lot of people that are looking at Bob Baffert as, wait a second, Kentucky Governor Andrew Beshear said he's disappointed in a lot of ways and stressed that the rule was well known to anybody running in the Kentucky Derby. But he said, listen, it's due process, so Baffert gets due process. Medina Spirit could make a really strong show in the Preakness and then put the skepticism, I suppose, to rest. But let's see what happens in the Preakness. Wow. Crazy. All right, we go to the NFL, and that, of course, arguably for many of you listening, is your favorite sport. Maybe it's college football. I've talked about covering it for many, many years, flying with the Cowboys, covering the Giants, covering really so many of the NFL teams and the things that I learned in between. So most of the conversation to me is about Aaron Rodgers, Packers, MVP, not going to be there next year. What happens to Aaron Rodgers, or does anything happen? I mean, he's in the final year of his contract, and is he done in Green Bay, and what does that mean? And there's players that would impact who wanted to play with Aaron Rodgers. One of them, and this was interesting because he talked about it, Devontae Adams. He is an all-pro receiver. He was excited to be part of that Rodgers completion act, I'll call it, in Green Bay. And he said, potentially, that's my guy. That's the only guy I've had other than that 2017 season when he got hurt. That's the only guy I've played with. We have a great connection. And it would be gone. I'd definitely have to do some, he said, I'd have to do some extra thinking if my guy wasn't there, because Adams is in the final year of his contract. Aaron Rodgers might not be back, so not to confuse anyone. And you got to look at his stats. Adams, if you're a fantasy player, you know what I'm talking about. He caught 115 passes for over 1,300 yards and 18 touchdowns last season. He's in the final year of a four-year, $58 million deal. So he says he's talked with Rodgers a little bit since the news of his unhappiness with the Packers since it was first reported. And I mean, it's the business, and if Rodgers' replacement is possibly Jordan Love, even Adams says it's tough to evaluate him because he hasn't had very many reps with him whatsoever. So stay tuned as the soap opera called the Green Bay Packers continues in Cheeseland. And there's not anything new to add to that because it's just kind of at a freeze right now. We're not hearing much of, really anything. All right, this is pretty interesting. There's a tight end, Sean Culkin, who wanted his 2021 salary converted to Bitcoin. Is he watching what's happening with Bitcoin? I mean, there's a lot of buzz over it, but so he won't be converting it to Bitcoin after all. But he did get attention for the plan to be the first NFL player to convert 100% of his paycheck to cryptocurrency that released by the Chiefs on Monday. So there you go. Culkin was trying to earn a job with the Chiefs as a backup tight end behind Travis Kelce, and that didn't happen. The Chiefs signed veteran Blake Bell in free agency, drafted another tight end, Noah Gray from Duke, in the fifth round. So there you go. If he had made the Chiefs, Culkin would have received a salary of $920,000 from the Chiefs in U.S. dollars, but then he was going to convert it into Bitcoin. But it's new. It doesn't matter. It is a funny story, though, that he wanted to have that happen. All right, let's bounce to the NBA and in the man cave. Maybe some of you are watching a bunch of hoop lately, especially down the stretch. It's interesting. LeBron James, of course, when he's in the lineup, when he's not in the lineup, makes a big difference for the Lakers. He's returned Tuesday, supposedly, against the Knicks. His injured right ankle has been pain-free, they say, for several days, or now that he's had several days off anyway. The Lakers coach, Frank Vogel, said James was a full-on participant in the practice on Monday, but didn't officially reveal if he's going to actually play on Tuesday or not. Everybody wants to see the Lakers and the Knicks that are in either one of those places, even if it's on the tube or in person, and to see James there, that's a big deal. He missed 6 weeks with a high right ankle sprain before a two-game return against Toronto and Sacramento, then missed four games to try to rest the ankle, and he visited an ankle specialist last week, and I guess he's had some good improvement, or considerable improvement is a better way to say that, on his on-court workouts. it's a great sports argument as to which is more exhausting. Is it up and down an NBA court? Is it full-on pads on a defensive line or an offensive lineman or some other position on the football grid? You know, what's tougher? Or, you know, go for some other sport. Is it looking at skating and what has to happen when you change lines and the exhaustion you feel again, that just like I think a basketball player with stops, with the starts and the stops and everything in between. I would argue that there are strenuous aspects to all sports. And if you get the athletes together, they'll talk about it. But a lot of the athletes have played other sports, and they'll tell you what it was like to play those other sports. And a lot of times in my experience, they point to the NBA. They point to that, the quick turnarounds, the offense and the defense that you have to play. And again, the stamina that it takes to be able to do that. Well, speaking of baseball, if you've been watching any baseball, 5 straight series losses, the Dodgers are looking for some answers, not where they expected to be. You know, they were built for, some say, and I was just reading a story about this, they were built for greatness. And now 5.5 weeks into their season as reigning champions, because they are, they're pretty average Joes. Initially, they were 13-2, but then they had 15 losses in a stretch of 20 games. What a reversal. And, you know, the Dodgers are now in the number 3 spot in a division they've dominated for the past decade. So you forget, they win, that was big, and then how dominant they actually were in the decade, like I just said, and now they're just putrid. Putrid, and they just can't match their hitting with their pitching on the same day. And they've played, I guess, some strange games. They dropped both ends of a doubleheader from Wrigley on Tuesday after Clayton Kershaw struggled through the first inning of Game 1 and the bullpen blew a late 2-run lead in Game 2. The following day, they took leads in the 10th and 11th. They still lost. They went to California, had a day off. Then they had an Angels team that had lost 4 straight, and they were terrible there, too, as well. I mean, against the Angels, anyway. So they have lost. This is the title they own. They've lost a major league leading 10 games by, you ready for this, drum roll, 1 run. When you're a fan, that is the most frustrating thing, right? 1 run losers. I mean, it happens, but 10, and to own that title, yeah, nobody wants to be in that position, and that's where they find themselves, you know, at this point. All right, speaking of where do you find yourself, I mean, this is the wind down, too, of all season long on the ice in the world of hockey, and it's interesting because you look at the New York Rangers and some of the crazy wins and losses that they've had lately. They had a 6-3 loss to the Capitals at Madison Square, never good. Last week, a couple more losses to the Capitals and the Bruins, and they were completely shellacked. And now it all comes down to what could be the final games for the coach, David Quinn. And you want to go out on a high note, a winning note, not a losing note. And, you know, that's not lost on Quinn. He wants to go out on a high note, too. And you just got to keep one skate forward, right? You just got to keep on going and figuring out. There's not going to be any playoffs, and there's probably no Quinn in the future, but they're looking for some last-minute wins. All right, we're closing the door to the man cave. Stay with us. As the the coronavirus crisis continues, I've said it before, I'll say it again, now's not the time to retreat, panic, or stress out. Instead, refocus, reimagine, and reinvent. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary, the whole focus is on overcoming adversity. I share the secrets of some of the most accomplished people on the planet and how it applies to you. I agree with George Eliot, who famously said, it's never too late to be who you might have been. Pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, on Amazon.com.
DrinkSuperTea.com. Powdy Arco Tea builds red corpuscles in our blood, which carries oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate. Our immune system needs oxygen to develop. And cancer dies in oxygen. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's 818-965-9113.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing, we've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Joins us right now. He's in our virtual green room. We had such a positive conversation. It makes sense because his book is called Tablets of Emotional Wisdom. Gopi, thanks so much for coming on.
Thank you, Katie, for having me.
So let's talk about your life. Let's talk about the things that you went through, the ups and downs, and how you weathered them, which I think ultimately led to this book.
That is very true. That is very true. I came almost half a century ago from India with $8 in my pocket and a handful of dreams. And when my dreams started turning into nightmares, I thought there is something wrong. I am not looking at the right place for the right thing. So I started a journey. I embarked on a journey to discover myself.
And so you do that, you discover yourself, you start to work, and then what happens?
Then things started moving around. That what appeared to be bleak and doom, they started to be turning green and promising. And I changed myself, and I was constantly reminded of what Mahatma Gandhi said. If you want to change the world, that change must come from within you. And you change yourself, then the world will change to accommodate you.
Yeah, and it definitely, when you made that switch, and you talk about it, you published other books, too. You published Mental Science 101, Mind Management, Your Life, and how you made, what was it, $500,000? How'd you do that?
Well, it was in 2012. I have been in sales all my life. I want to make $500,000 in sales in 2012. And it was my mindset. You know, if you can conceive and believe, then you can have it.
So I like that.
Yes, what emotional wisdom brings to light is our own ability to create and rewrite our own destiny. That's what I want to bring to the world.
So when people tell you and they talk to you and they say, oh, you know, Gopi, tablets of emotional wisdom, it's great, I understand what you're saying, and they say, but I can't do it. How do I make my mind switch? How do I make that happen? What do you tell them?
The journey of 1,000 miles, the Chinese proverb says, begins with a single step. All that I am asking my beloved listeners, just to take that one baby step every day. Rome was not built in a day. Taj Mahal was not built in a day. But I only say, start with 30 seconds gratitude prayer just when you get up in the morning and just before you doze off to sleep at night, every day. Make it, I'm a gratitude practitioner. And if you practice gratitude, miracles will happen in your life. And I am a living example of those miracles. I did not know how to read or write English because I learned English as a second language. I'm not saying I'm not a master yet, but I can converse at least in the language. I wrote a few books, and I'm planning to write another 10 more books.
Yeah, and I love that. I love what you say. 1,000 miles, just one step. And if you could do that 30 seconds of gratitude for people who are going, oh, yeah, 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 that's sure, that's so easy to do. Yeah, right, whatever, blah, blah, blah. And you break down in the contents of your book, you break down everything. You know, you talk about, you know, message of Christmas, be positive every day, setting goals or making New Year's resolutions. What do you say about setting goals? Because people get hammered with setting goals all the time. What do you say about that?
The goal is an intention. It should not be only on the paper. It should be ingrained and etched on your psyche. This is what I want to do. And this is what I can do and keep doing. I say goal is superfluous, whereas manifestation is real. Manifestation is a three-step process. And step number one, have your intention crystal clear in your mind. Oh, I want to make some money. I want to do this. I want to marry that girl. No, be clear about what you want. Have your intention. Take 30 days to create your intention, because that must be the starting point, and anything well begun is half done. And if your intention is crystal clear and it is always dancing in your head, then you know you have an intention. It could be writing a book. It could be making $1 million. It could be buying that beautiful mansion, whatever it may be. So step number one, be clear about your intention. Step number two, with utmost reverence and faith, transmit your intention to the universe. Transmit your intention to the universe. And the third thing is the most important step. Simply get out of the way. Do not micromanage the universe. It has to happen this way. My $1 million should come this way or that way. My book should be published by so and so. No. You do not micromanage the universe. The universe knows what to do. It will readjust her forces to manifest your dream if you simply get out of its way. So goal setting is okay, but intention and manifestation is the real thing.
I love that. So remember those three things, and you're right, crystal clear, because when you just say, oh, I want to make $500,000, oh, I want to create a book, I want to sell a book, I want to get a publisher, whatever it is, you're right. If it's vague, certainly that's proven. And I love how you say that, because that's the roadmap. You gave us the roadmap. One of the other things that you talk about is you say the miracle of hard work. Because I think that's also something, Gopi, that people think is just going to fall from the trees like manna, and that's not what happens.
You know, sweat, toil, and tears. I learned it from my own brother who used to work 10, 12 hours and still used to smile. He never complained. And I was fortunate to have a brother who taught me the miracle of hard work. And I am 77 years old. Even today, I work 60 hours every week and smile after that.
And do you think that's part of the reason for your success is because that's what it is?
It is what it is. It's sweat, toil, and tears. But, you know, no matter what you do, whether you are a barber or a doctor or a golfer, does not matter what you do. The work cannot glorify you. But you define your purpose in life and whatever work you do. And in that work, you fulfill your purpose. You fulfill your dream and you live your life. It is not what you do that matters. How you do. You know, there is a Zen saying, Zen Buddhism, there is a saying. Before Nirvana, chopping the wood and carrying the water. After Nirvana, chopping the wood and carrying the water. So what did Nirvana bring? Nirvana means that ecstatic moment or ecstatic state of being. What did Nirvana bring? The attitude. What is the attitude? How are you treating your neighbor? How are you treating your employer? And you have to have the ownership interest. I'm not talking about the material ownership. Oh, I own 50% of the company. They say, who cares? It is the spiritual ownership of what you do and how you conduct yourself and how well you live your life. Are you making a difference? We all have something to do, a purpose in life. There are no accidents in the universe. I'm here for a purpose. I'm here for a reason. And I have 10 reasons to complain about what I don't have. But I'm counting my blessings all the time, so I have no time to left to think what I'm missing. I'm not missing anything in this life.
I love that. Such a positive attitude. And that book is so about, Emotional Wisdom is so about that. You can get that on Amazon, Gopinair. What do you hope people take away from reading your book?
Just to enjoy life and define your life and live your life and make a difference. You know, if nothing else, smile. It doesn't cost you anything to smile at another human being. But that smile should not come from your lips. It should come from your heart.
That's a perfect place to end this. I just have one more thing. A grateful mental attitude that goes along with everything that you've said, and you talk about that in the book.
Yes. Gratitude must be the only attitude in life. And gratitude can prevent negativity, which is a curse of mankind, curse for mankind. And everything, what if? But gratitude simply erases negativity from the source of human mind. And that is what is a miracle. For me, gratitude is a magic wand. It can erase negativity from the source of human mind.
I love that. I agree with you, Gopi Nair. Tablets of Emotional Wisdom. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Kate. I appreciate it. And we will meet again.
We will meet again. And thanks to all of you for listening to this version of the show. Make it count, everybody.
This is Kate Delaney, and I have a confession to make. I'm addicted to journaling. So many of the ideas I get from my radio show or books hit me at weird times, and I need to write them down. Does that happen to you? So I decided to create my own journal with my pal Jackie. Looking for a great gift for your wife, sister, mother, aunt, friend, or boss to end 2020 or kick off 2021? My girlfriend's gratitude journal includes inspirational quotes and loads of room to write, and it just dropped. Here's the best part. You'll also get a copy of my Forbes book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Increase your odds, win big, and become extraordinary. It's loaded with ways to chart your own life and filled with the success habits with some of the biggest names on the planet, stuff they share with me that can help catapult you. Here's the best part. For both hardcover books, it's just $29.99. Yep, go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer. Again, all of it for just $29.99. I got the shipping covered. What are you waiting for? Just go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer today.